Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
The President General of the Confederation of Ugandans in Southern Africa, Moses Sendongo, joins me on the line now. Moses, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mr. Milani.
Your official response to the election result announced on Saturday that Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has won his sixth term with a 58.6% of the vote?
As I can tell you now, first of all, the organization is a non-political organization. Confederation of Ugandans in Southern Africa is a non-profit organization which has been here for 3 years. And its first objection is to make Ugandans move in one umbrella. Before I give my opinion on that, I would like to make it clear that the organization consists of people or Ugandans with different political organization and ideologies. First and foremost, I'm an NRM supporter. NRM is the organization in power, which is led by the president who had just won the elections. On the issue that you've asked me about the elections that were announced on Saturday, as an NRM supporter, I was happy that the party was announced, but there are some stuff that I don't agree with. Personally, I don't agree with the arrest of the opposition leader or the house arrest of him. Second, on the issue of vote rigging, that has been an issue always in all elections. And as all you know about elections, I would say everywhere in the world, you've just listened about the elections in the United States. They are also still complaining that I can't give any much of my opinion because I was not in Uganda. I've just seen it on the media. I've just seen it in the news. I don't have the real fact about that, but you await the outcome of court. Mr. Maloney, on your side, I don't know exactly what you'd want to know.
No. Thank you for that initial reaction, Moses, and setting a wonderful context as to what the Confederation represents and, of course, what your political stance is as far as Uganda is concerned. I imagine you still have family in Uganda and people would have been able to give you some sort of account of their general experiences in participating in this election. Are you happy with the processes that were followed? We know, for example, that as early as November last year, once Bobi Wine announced his candidature, and we're focusing on Bobi Wine here because he's been enjoying the most of the attention, right? I appreciate that there were 9 other opposition candidates who were also vying for the role of president. But we know that up to 55 people have died in Uganda since the announcement of the candidature of Bobi Wine in November last year. We've seen, certainly in the days leading up to the election and post the election, disablement of all internet and social media, which is often a very good way, an accurate way, quite frankly, of people reporting on their experiences. I mean, these things must be concerning you, right?
Yeah, of course they are concerning, and they are concerning me a lot. First of all, I condemn the police brutality and the way the election trail, since the campaign started in November, the way has been handled. I totally disagree with all the brutality and people and the human killing, because of course people have died. And the number has been mentioned, as you said, like 50, 55. The government is saying 30. But totally, I disagree with that. I really condemn it. And I hope that will not happen again. About Bobi Wine and the arrest and being on house arrest, I also disagree with it. As a member of the Ugandan community, I totally condemn it, and I hope the government can release him immediately. And most of the police officers that have done all the brutality and killing should be judged in courts of law.
Do you think that this election result fairly, because as you quite rightly said not too long ago, no election is free of any, rigging, right? But are you confident that this election result fairly represents the wishes of the people of Uganda?
As a party member that is already won, I said, I know the elections, we have won the election, but they haven't been free and fair, considered to the irregularities that have happened before. That is my take on that.
In fact, President Museveni, following the announcement of the result on Saturday, arguing that this may turn out to be the most cheating-free election in the 58 years of Uganda's independence. He also promised to look into allegations that voting machines failed in several polling stations. What do you think the African Union should do now, Moses, and other bodies that obviously perhaps have some influence over Uganda?
For me, I think the African Union should now look on how to make all the elections in Africa be very more free and fair. The fact that Uganda has also tried its best to make the election free and fair by bringing on those machines so that someone can put a fingerprint and be identified before casting his vote. However much, as you said, that some machines did fail, as we all hear, and people are rage, and also the president talked about it. So I think now the African Union should focus on that so that most of the African countries that are going to be into elections, there should not be more confusion like happened in Uganda, and elections must be there and without police brutality, without killing and whatever, so that everyone should be on a clean sheet and be free and fair to campaign and cast his vote without intimidation and having that fear that if I do this, something will happen.
Moses, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, and thank you.